Good morning, all. So we conclude the halachas of tefillin today, and we note that probably the most important halacha when it comes to wearing tefillin is the requirement that everyone should have a clean body. And this is probably the main reason why we do not wear tefillin all day anymore as we used to back in the days of old, because having a clean body means that one is not allowed to pass gas or things like that. And this becomes very complicated, of course, as we get not even older, but once you get to a certain age, you know, inevitably the body needs to pass gas every now and again. And so therefore, the absolute ideal is that one should try their hardest to make sure that their body remains clean for the 45 minutes or so that they're wearing the tefillin in the morning. And this is also the source of why it is that generally women do not wear tefillin, because of the harsh restrictions of how clean a body should be. We say that if you're obligated to wear tefillin like men are, like the Torah mandates, then of course a person should go ahead and wear tefillin and just do their best to maintain a clean body. However, since women are not absolutely obligated in the mitzvah, we say it's better off that you should not wear tefillin so that your body should be able to, even if you could maintain a clean body, which by the way, women usually maintain cleaner bodies than men in general, still better not to jump into the mitzvah because of the potential risks involved. There is a general rule that once we have tefillin that we assume is kosher, then we assume it's always kosher unless something terrible happened to the actual tefillin. So if they got soaked in rain or whatever it is, then obviously you should get them checked. But otherwise, we assume that they're kosher. And there's a general principle that we say that twice every 7 years, that's sort of like a nice number that the rabbis came up with, that twice every 7 years, that's like once every 3.5 years or so, that you should go ahead and get your tefillin checked, just because you wear your tefillin on a regular basis. So inevitably, some sweat or whatever it is might have seeped in. And so you want to make sure that everything looks kosher on the inside. But otherwise, that we assume that they have a state of kashrus. And there are those who try to wonder, what does it mean twice in every 7 years? That's a really odd way to phrase it. Say once in every 3.5 years, but why twice in every 7 years? And the answer is because this is not an exact science. We don't have an actual measurement per se. Even if a person went 6.5 years without getting it checked, then theoretically it's still kosher. But ideally the goal is our rabbis want us to get it checked with some regularity every few years. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.